You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm with you here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. All right. Are you ready, Gibbs? Are you ready to give us your Mount Rushmore, your SNL Mount Rushmore?
I'm
are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. You lead us off then, Gibbs.
All right. So I've got John Belushi. I've got Bill Murray. Okay. I've got Chris Farley. That was, Murray and Belushi really before my time, but watching those past skits, amazing. Chris Farley symbolizes what I watched growing up. And then I put Phil Hartman. It was a difficult decision, but I put Phil Hartman as my number four.
Phil Hartman is your number four. All right, Wilhelm.
All right, I'm going to go Chevy Chase for my he's my throwback representative on my list.
Hold on one second. SNL. Mount Rushmore at Matt Wilhelm.
Yes. Chevy Chase.
Okay. I will go with his Twitter account.
Adam Sandler. Stop.
Chase Sandler.
Will Ferrell. And I'm going to concur with Jason Gibbs with Chris Farley. He is absolutely classic in my mind.
All right. And Gibbs, give me yours one more time. BGSU Gibbs. So you've got Belushi.
Belushi, Bill Murray, Chris Farley, Phil Hartman.
Phil Hartman's great.
And I've got...
What about Chris Rock?
I'm going Bill Murray. I am going... I can't believe no love for the great Sandu.
Oh, I love the Sandu, but...
Ferrell, and I'm going to go... This last one's tough. I've had a lot of names. Hartman's gotten a look. Tina Fey's gotten a look. Eddie Murphy's gotten a look.
Rob
Dana Carvey's gotten a look.
Molly Shannon.
I think I'm going to have to go with Eddie Murphy. I think Eddie Murphy was so good and brilliant.
The Nutty Professor.
Did you see when he came out last night?
I have not seen that yet, no.
Awkward. Very, really? Very awkward.
I think he's faded. I think he's had the biggest, fade.
He, showed up, and people lost their minds, but there was nothing. He, talked. He just came out and was like, thank you. It's good to be here. Congratulations. And that was it. It was awkward. It was weird. I know things between him and Saturday Night Live and Lorne Michaels did not end well, but it was very, very awkward last night.
Very awkward. Interesting. So that's where we've got. All right. If we were going to do it now as a draft style, Gibbs, I'll give you first pick.
No. I insist the host have first pick.
All right.
Especially because anytime there's ever been a mock draft, by the time it's over – I just wanted to let everybody know that Nathan's girl is that person will be on my team in a year. that person will be on my team. They'll want to come play for me. It's all right. You can have him for a year. He totally distorts the whole mock draft.
Well, it is true.
It's a mock draft.
He mocks the mock draft.
I am a player's coach. People want to come be on my team.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, in that case, do you want to go first? You want to go first?
Go ahead.
I'll go
guys.
First.
You want
I
first
will go
pick
first.
Overall? Okay.
I'll take Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell with the number one pick in the draft to Matt Wilhelm.
Wow.
Strong. I'm going to go with the great Sandu, number two overall.
Bill Murray.
All right. So Gibbs, you got Murray. Gibbs, you go again.
Let's see. If I'm looking at my list, I'll go Phil Hartman.
Hartman there. All right. I'm going to come back with an Eddie Murphy.
I will go.
You get two here, Gibbs. I mean, two here, Wilhelm.
I'll go Chris Farley.
Okay.
And then I will go Jimmy Fallon.
Farley-Fallon combo. All right,
that's
Gibbs.
That's a good one. Oh, no, you're up next.
No, you are.
Oh, am I?
Oh, no, I am. You're right.
You're...
Yeah, I am. It's back to me again. All right, I'm going to go here. I'm gonna bring Tina Fey onto my team.
The first female.
Garbage.
Yeah. Did I swipe you, Gibbs?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
That's satisfaction.
Oh, that is garbage.
All right, you get two to round out your squad.
All right. Let's see. Farley's off the board.
Yep.
Anybody take Belushi yet?
Nope.
No.
I'll take Belushi. Let's see. Who else do I want here? looking. I can't believe you took Tina Fey. You totally. Let's see here. If I'm looking at my list here. You know what? I'm going to pull one out of the head here. I'm going to go Norm MacDonald.
Oh! Wow.
He's on my list.
Norm MacDonald.
Going Norm. I thought about Chevy Chase, but I'm going Norm MacDonald.
Wow. All right. So now I'm back on the clock here for my final pick. I've got Sandler, I've got Murray, and I've got Eddie Murphy. I've got Sandler, Eddie Murphy, and Tina Fey. So I feel pretty good about where my squad is at. I feel like I've got a pretty strong nucleus here. I wish I had Will Ferrell. I think that was a very strong first pick.
Thank you. Thank
Will
you very
Helm.
Much.
I thought that was a very strong Thank pick. You. All right. So let me try to think about
He showed up on many lists.
The people who were in and out of mine, you know. I think I'm going to have a tough time getting away from this guy. I think it's a little bit aggressive, but I absolutely do love him. I think I'm going to go with Bill Hader.
Very good choice.
I'm a huge Bill Hader fan. I thought he was tremendous in Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Is that what you wanted to see? I almost went Amy Poehler there. I almost went to have the Poehler-Fay like duo. That'd be like drafting like, you know, Karl Malone and John Stockton
done?
Together.
Are we going?
You have one last one, Wilhelm. You have right now, you have Will Ferrell, Chris Farley, and Jimmy Fallon. You have the F team.
I'm going to go untouchable. Dennis Miller.
Dennis Miller. He's going to host your weekend update. All right.
Yes, he is.
So we all have a weekend update person too, by the way. Gibbs has MacDonald. You've got Fallon and Miller. I have Tina Fey.
I almost went Poehler there.
It's pretty strong. Gibbs, what are you thinking? All right, here's the final squads. I've got Adam Sandler, Eddie Murphy, Tina Fey, Bill Hader. Gibbs has Bill Murray, Phil Hartman, John Belushi, Norm MacDonald, and Wilhelm's got Will Ferrell, Chris Farley, Jimmy Fallon, and Dennis Miller. I think I've got the best team.
You don't.
Mock draft.
Gibbs, listen, the bottom line
Dude,
is...
you reached for Hader. Hader would have been an undrafted free agent.
By the way, in People Magazine's list of the 40 best cast members of all time, they've got Bill Hader number 10.
You reached.
That was a reach.
You reached.
What about Norm MacDonald?
What about Norm? Is he not is he not one of the two best update guys ever?
He's pretty good. You know what? I'm gonna make a change.
You can't make a change.
Hold on. All right,
Will
one more.
This
hold
is
on.
What I'm telling you.
Hold
right
on.
Now.
Hold on. Hold on. You get to draft one more person for your practice
your
squad.
Practice squad.
Practice squad draft.
There's a loophole every
All right,
time.
Wilhelm's up first. Wilhelm, first practice squad. Pick
Amy
for
Poehler.
You. Okay, Poehler. All right, I'm going to take Sandberg on my practice squad. I really think he has a lot. I think he could develop into something really special if he was there for a while. Gibbs?
Hold on, I'm looking. I'm going through the list.
He needs a dark horse, Tim Meadows.
The ladies' man?
Yes.
Cavathier?
Yes, with a Cavathier. Yeah. He's a referee in the NFL now.
Shut up.
The ladies' man? You never seen Jerome Bogart?
No.
Holden on the offense, 10-yard penalty, repeat fourth down. He sounds just like the ladies' man. You've never heard that? I call him the ladies' man. That's what I like refer to him as.
I don't think I have.
Yeah, he's the ladies' man.
I'm going to go Dana Carvey.
Dana Carvey on your practice squad. That's good.
Yeah.
I think Bill Hader's looking over his shoulder right now at Andy Sandberg, wondering why he's on the practice squad.
I think Bill Hader is boy, I don't even know he's in practice squad. I think we're picking him up in week 16, week 17.
I like Bill.
Undrafted free agent. Fighting Stefan, for the Make the Club.
Stefan is a hilarious character.
Man, you took him in the fourth round.
I'm said so I'm saying that he's in the top 12,
you
and I think he is.
Your analytics proved
if
you wrong.
Listen, he is a – he's got – Listen, the bottom line is he's a utility all-star. He could do all of it. He's a great impressionist, a good writer, great physical comedian. He makes everybody look as good as possible on the show. He's the closest thing – it's what it says. Closest thing to SNL's had to Phil Hartman since Hartman left the show in
94. No way.
That's what it says. That's what it says. Deal with it.
That's garbage.
According to this rankings, I've got Eddie Murphy's number one. He's on my team. Will Ferrell's number two on Wilhelm's team. Phil Hartman, number three. That would be on your team. So – That's pretty strong, Gibbs. And you've got Belushi number four. Dan Aykroyd is their number five guy.
I thought about Aykroyd.
And we gave him no love, Dan Aykroyd.
I thought about Aykroyd. I thought about Chevy Chase.
Yeah, he made my Rushmore.
He made your Rushmore, but he didn't even get drafted.
What is that?
You didn't even draft him. How's he not on your Rushmore and you didn't even draft him? How's that possible?
I went a different direction.
But you're saying he's one of the four best of all time, and you had four opportunities to pick him, and you never picked him.
Yeah, I went a different direction.
Why?
I had to play a game.
Are you bipolar?
Well, you didn't even make him your practice squad guy.
So? He's in my Rushmore. He's up there.
He's one of the four.
But if I was competing against you three, I had to go with much more of an active roster.
So then I believe he's not allowed to be on your Rushmore.
He
can do whatever he wants.
No, he can't be on your Rushmore anymore. No, he can't.
He is on my Rushmore.
He is not on your Rushmore anymore.
You already probably tweeted it, so he's on my Rushmore.
But your Rushmore, and he's the first person you said. You had the first pick in this.
He's the top name. He's the first name I wrote down. That's it. Not the first person I wanted.
The point is, everybody on my Rushmore got drafted. Everybody on Gibbs' Rushmore got drafted.
Yep.
You, the only person who didn't have somebody on their Rushmore get drafted. And that means you didn't draft. You passed on him five times.
But I have Will Ferrell.
Who cares?
Yeah, but you could have had Will Ferrell, Farley, and Chevy Chase. You could have had four.
But I got
you
Fallon
had three
instead.
Of your. You could have had three of. He's not on your Rushmore. So why are you saying that that's good? That's like saying like Joe Montana is one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time.
Ever.
And then I'm going to
Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback of all time.
Okay, so they're both on Mount Rushmore.
Tony
but then
Romo
when you
sucks.
Have an opportunity to draft them, you draft
Tony Romo's horrible.
Jeff George instead because
I like
you just
Jeff George
to.
Better than Tony Romo.
Now he's gone to name calling.
What? What happened?
I mean, Gibbs, is there like some type of draft etiquette?
I feel like that should cost you for future picks.
Jason Gibbs, have you ever done a fantasy draft before?
Yes.
Nathan, have you ever done a fantasy draft before?
Yes.
Matt Wilhelm, have you ever done a fantasy draft before? No.
Matt Wilhelm, have you ever drafted anything in your life? You never sat around with people and been like, oh, what's you giving? Like, you've never drafted anything?
I've drafted a contract
that we
before.
Can't talk about.
Yes. Yes.
Well, then what's – then you have. Then you better – then what's the issue here?
There is no – you guys are making an issue.
No.
I'm sorry. You can't put a guy on the Mount Rushmore as being one of the top four overall, in your opinion, and then have five opportunities to draft him and not draft him.
I can do whatever I want.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
I'm throwing a flag.
This
Where's
is as much
Kavassi
my show, is? It is both of yours.
I know, but that's what makes us nervous right now. How can a person be trusted when you put him on your Mount Rushmore and then when you don't even draft him?
Hold on. I forgot?
You wrote it down. It's on your paper. He's the first name you wrote down.
It is.
I don't even know what to say about this. But, I don't even know. Should Matt Wilhelm be allowed to draft in the future? Is he lost? I think you might need to have a GM. I think you might need to have a general manager for your franchise.
I don't think
you can be entrusted to draft.
Does Kevin Jones need to represent you going forward?
No,
in
he
mock
does
drafts?
Definitely not Kevin Jones.
Why? You got something against Kevin Jones?
No. Just don't need him.
I wonder how his Mardi Gras experience is going.
I can only imagine.
He sent me a picture with Jimmy Graham.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
I ran into Will Smith, who was playing with the Saints at the time when I was down, who was a former teammate of mine.
Former Buckeye?
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about, like,
Will
yes,
Smith.
Will Smith.
Him, and he had Jaden with him, too, and he was getting crunk. He was doing karate moves, and they were sleeping in the bathroom.
All right, hold on. So we got about 6 minutes left in the show.
Okay.
And we, speaking of questioning.
Oh,
hold
on, real quick, Gibbs. I just want to interject.
Yeah.
I actually do have representation.
Who?
The kid.
The kid said he just texted you, said he'll vote for you?
He's repping me, not voting for me.
He's
repping me.
I'll rep Wilhelm.
See?
He needs it. I mean,
yeah, he needs a lot of help. You can't put a Rushmore together and then draft someone outside the Rushmore.
You know what?
I can do whatever I want.
We're going to do to you.
I can do whatever I want.
We're going to do to you what the Green Bay Packers just did to Brandon Bostic, who
See?
Botched the onside
it happens.
Kick.
It happens.
He was cut.
It happens.
You are cut from drafting. The kid will speak
that's
for you.
Absolutely fine.
You may go sit in the corner.
That gives me
now.
Another great reason to meet up with a kid outside of the Dog Bowl, and I'm good with that.
It does give you another. I think at P. Myers Golf says we need an Oprah intervention for Wilhelm. We do. How do you have a guy? I just don't understand it.
At P. Myers
Golf. All right, listen. This is how you can rectify.
I make my own rules.
You have to take Chevy Chase off your Mount Rushmore.
No, I don't. He's actually the first one that's going to be etched, and I will use it. I'll use it by hand. There's no machines that are going to etch his face up in my Rushmore either. Yes. How do you like that shit?
Did you just say a bad word?
No.
I just dumped it, so make sure we don't say any bad words in the next 5 minutes.
Will, you're falling apart right now.
No,
this
I'm
is
fine.
The curse of Chevy Chase is just getting you.
It's
Chevy
fine.
Chase.
It's getting to you, Will. And by the way, we haven't even gotten to really messing with you yet.
I don't care.
What does that mean?
Matt, what did you do this weekend? Did you go see a movie this weekend?
I did.
What movie did you go see this weekend?
Oh, yeah, he did.
50 Shades of Grey.
Was it?
Oh,
and it was terrible.
My God.
It's terrible.
Did she convince you to go do that?
No, we went willingly on Valentine's Day evening.
How do you willingly go?
Because I was interested.
It's like killing at the box office.
Yes, it's killing at the box office because every woman in America wants to go see it.
Why, though? Why do they all
want
to see it?
Because they read the book.
Yes, exactly. They want
to. They read the book.
The more fantasies they can
and
live out,
and I've never
out,
read
the
book.
Better.
My wife read the first book. She didn't even finish the first book. But I think also, too, is if there's anything out there that with hype, you know, I would love to, you know, feed into the frenzy and go spend my $20 and go see the movie. And I did.
Listen,
and I thought it was terrible.
It did $81.7 million, which was the highest Valentine's Day opening ever. President's Day opening ever. Biggest R-rated debut in history.
Yep.
It will do more than $90 million over the four-day holiday.
It was bad.
Holiday.
So for those of you out there wanting to go see it or thinking about going to see it or coaxing or being coaxed to go see it, don't. It's not a good movie.
Like, is it – what's better, that or Basic Instinct?
Basic Instinct.
Basic Instinct was a good movie.
Yeah.
That was a good movie.
That was a good movie.
I remember when my dad – my buddy's dad, Big Lou, got Basic Instinct for all of us. We thought it was pretty sweet. Like, Big Lou.
Fast forwarded.
Big Lou. What's up, Big Lou? Shout out to Big Lou out there. Big Lou was a man who had many talents. I don't think I can discuss them on the air, but Big Lou was a very talented man in his day.
So I hope, like, going to that movie got you, like, a get-out-of-jail-free card or something.
Did it get you, like, a hook? The opening weekend audience was 68% female.
Exactly.
That's not – I would have thought maybe it would be bigger.
Or, yeah.
Well, no, the other 32% were like, hey, I'll go with her and hopefully I'll get lucky.
Well, here's the way my Valentine's
day
went down. We were going to do low-key, and then my mom – thank you, mother, who, of course, called in on my birthday. She just said, hey, if you and your wife want to go do something special for Valentine's Day, I'll take the kids overnight. And so that was midday. So we literally said, let's go get a reservation, which is very difficult to do at 5 o'clock on Valentine's Day. And we just said, let's go see a movie. And then, of course, it was that movie, which was all the hype on Valentine's Day weekend.
Are you going to go with her to see Magic Mike and Magic Mike 2?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Okay. All right. Just want to make sure.
How do you know there is a second Magic Mike?
Oh, I think there's a second one coming.
Oh.
I believe that there is one. I'm pretty sure there
is.
I
think so.
Our buddy Cleve T.A. saying, giving Tracy Morgan some love.
Tracy Morgan deserves love.
He definitely deserves a lot of love.
He's good.
It is.
Chris Rock deserves love.
I almost put Tracy Morgan on the practice squad.
You did.
Almost.
Dana Carvey was a solid practice squad pick. Amazing, though, that his Mount Rushmore Chevy Chase
doesn't make the squad.
Doesn't even get cut. I mean, it's amazing. Unbelievable. All right.
Time to wrap up for the rule breaker.
Hope you all have enjoyed the show here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven, of course, by Liberty Ford. Stay tuned for the Golden Boys next. If you haven't seen the SNL 40, obviously check it out. Obviously a lot to get to there. And we've got our Pantheon. I thank you for everybody who called in and noted that I won the draft and that Wilhelm lost it.
Garbage. Hey, by the way, don't forget we're at Drug Mart tomorrow down in Medina. John Greco slated to join us.
John Greco will join us for the Discount Drug Mart in Medina for tomorrow. We're on a road, so come on out, say hi, brave the cold. We'll hang out. We'll have a good time. You can tease Wilhelm about Oprah. You can tease him about not drafting, you know, Jeffy
Chase. Or you can tease me about being the only one drafted between the three of us.
Or you tease him about being the only one with a national championship ring. Or you can tease him about the only one with a Super Bowl ring.
That's why I play by my rules.
Or you could tease him about being the only one with a bobblehead that is legitimate and wasn't commissioned by the person or a friend of the person. So there's a lot that you can do.
See?
Time to wrap up.
All right. Stay
see
tuned
you tomorrow
for the Golden
in Medina.
Boys. We'll see you tomorrow in Medina. For Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura, saying thanks for listening to Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
Tell me what you want.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.